Last year, Dole Plantation welcomed just under 2 million visitors. It's been closed since March, and Director of Operations Mike Moon says it's likely to stay closed until the end of quarantine rules for visitors. Since just 3% of its guests are Hawaii residents, it didn't make sense to open after the first stay-at-home orders ended. Dole's usual staff of 75 has been reduced to 5 who maintain the property. Dole also partnered with H&W Food Service and other vendors to host a series of bulk food sales for Hawaii families at discounted prices. Kualoa Ranch did reopen in June at a greatly reduced pace, bringing in 200 people a day for ATV tours, horseback riding, and zip lining. That's about a 90% reduction from its normal visitor count, more than 700,000 per year. Tourism is Kualoa Ranch's main driver of sales, so revenue is also down 90%. Its usual staff of 370 was cut to 70 after its Paycheck Protection Program funding was exhausted. Tours are suspended during Oahu's current lockdown, and plans are to reopen when that's lifted. The attraction doing the best is Wet n Wild Hawaii. The Kapolei Water Park draws a local crowd, and after reopening with new safety procedures at the end of May, daily visitation ranged from 300 to 2,000. General Manager Jerry Pupio says the low end of that range is comparable to a typical weekday in the off-season. However, the park is closed entirely under Oahu's current shutdown order. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief Akam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.